Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Don Callaway. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Art Houdeman. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Art Houdeman. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The left fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Kermit Wall. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Guerra. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alex Kellner. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Alex Kellner. And now, play ball. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon strikes out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a line drive into left field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Moses reaches second base with a double. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow takes first base on ball four. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Moses moves to third. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards first. Callaway scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fain for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a line drive to right field. That will be extra bases. Moses chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Hitchcock. Hitchcock fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Hitchcock. Evers moves all the way to home. That run is unearned. It's Tigers, 1, Athletics, 1. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a line drive towards third. Dillinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics won. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock takes first base on ball four. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall bunts in front of the plate. Swift fields it and throws to first for the out. Hitchcock moves to second. One out. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner hits a ball on the ground towards short. LePon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman strikes out. Two outs. Johnny LePon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LePon is 0 for 1 in the game. LePon takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 1 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Houdeman, and towards Pretty, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards short. LePon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Vallo hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vallo. Kell reaches second base with a double. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kell moves to third. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kell scores. It's 2-1, Tigers. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Evers takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. Groth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Evers moves to second. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hitchcock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. Swift hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman is 0-for-1 in the game. Houdeman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Lepon hits a line drive into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall is 0-for-0 in the game. Wall hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Guerra hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 0-for-1 in the game. Kellner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houdeman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-2 in the game. Pretty hits a line drive into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Kell moves to second. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Evers hits a line drive into left field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Dillinger hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wirtz. Dillinger reaches second base with a double. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dillinger moves to third. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Vallow strikes out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dillinger scores. It's Tigers, 2, Athletics, 2. Ferris Fane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fane is 0 for 2 in the game. Fane hits a ball on the ground towards first. Callaway juggles the ball. That's an error on Callaway. Chapman moves to third. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hitchcock hits a line drive into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 2 in the game. Callaway hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 2 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman is 0 for 2 in the game. Houdeman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Lepon hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall is 0 for 1 in the game. Wall hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Guerra hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 0 for 2 in the game. Kellner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 3 in the game. Pretty takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kell hits a pop-up towards short. Wall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Wirtz hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Guerra races back for the ball and makes the catch. The throw to the first, and Pretty is out, unable to get back to the bag, for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Dillinger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Evers. Dillinger reaches second base with a double. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Moses is hit by the pitch. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Vallow bunts towards first. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first, with Pretty covering, for the out. Dillinger moves to third. Moses moves to second. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Chapman is walked intentionally. Farris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 3 in the game. Fain hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dillinger scores. Moses scores. Chapman moves to third. Fain moves to second. It's 4-2, Athletics. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hitchcock is walked intentionally. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall is 0 for 2 in the game. Wall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houdeman fields it and throws to third for the out. Chapman scores. Hitchcock moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-2, Athletics. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Guerra hits a line drive towards third. Kell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Lehner now playing left field. Elmer Vallow now playing right field. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Groth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 3 in the game. Callaway hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Groth moves to second. Charlie Keller pinch hits for Bob Swift. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller strikes out. Two outs. Neil Berry pinch hits for Art Houdeman. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.